As a tournament angler, there's no question that the Elite Series has really raised the level of competition, at least from the standpoint of getting that media coverage. And with me today is Mark Tucker. And Mark, you're a Missouri guy that's been fishing bass a long, long time and fished the Elite Series this year and are sponsored by Bass Cat and Mercury, of course. And I guess the first thing that comes to mind is was that trail fun for you to fish this year?
Oh, absolutely, Terry. I mean, anytime you've got that kind of competition, it brings your intensity level through the roof. So keeps you on your toes 24/7 for, 10 months out of the year.
Well, you look at the way the schedule worked this year, and of course, years past, it was always a spring-laden schedule, but now you had about 11 events that were kind of spread out through the year, so it kind of played into different anglers' hands, and you could see as the year progressed, different anglers did well.
Absolutely. I mean, I heard Rick Klund say throughout the year that he was really surprised to see some of the anglers that he didn't realize that could fish in deep water as well as they have. And it just shows that the possibilities that each angler has and needs to pursue to make a career in fishing.
Well, you talk about career, and that means sponsorship. And I know Bass Cat and Mercury Outboards have both been very, very big for you. And you look now at getting more sponsors because in order to do this, it takes a lot of cash. Tell me a little bit about, your relationship, of course, with Bass Cat and Mercury, but also tell me about what some of the other things you've got going.
Well, Bass Cat and the Pierce family has just been wonderful in promoting all of their anglers, and that's something that you don't see in a lot of the other boating industries, that Rick is 100% behind each angler, trying to get the best marketing ability for them as he can possibly get. And that's hard to find in any industry right now in the fishing part of it, but, it's been a blessing to get with Bass Cat. It's an outstanding boat. It's really helped my performance in the last 3 years.
Well, the innovation that goes with the Bass Cat, of course, you talk about recessed foot pedal or all the different things that are there, lighted compartments, all those things are innovations that Bass Cat came out with, and then you look at the industry and a lot of people have got a lot of similar things to Bass Cat, but it's a family-owned business, been in existence for 35 years, and as you mentioned, it's kind of like family.
Oh, it is, and my dad was sponsored by Bass Cat back in probably in 1970-71. And that's the neat thing about Bass Cat. The same family has owned it from entirety. They started it and they're still with it. And you can look around the industry. I mean, I've been around it a long time and it's hard to find something like that anymore.
Well, now and then, of course, you've got Mercury Outboards. And one we didn't mention was Wall Outdoors, which you've got there too. But Mercury Outboards has been pretty good to you as well.
Absolutely. And the neatest thing about Mercury is it's so dependable. You know how devastating it can be to have an engine problem on the water during the first day of an event, and I have yet to ever break down on the water in the last 8 years. So, that's worth saying right there.
Well, let's go through sponsorship 101 a little bit, and I know you're doing that a little bit right now. You've got your resume out and, of course, fishing the Elite Series and being, making the Classic again, a lot of things that you've done over and over again, but you're also trying to garner new sponsorships, and as you do that, you've got to put a lot of things together. You got to make, you got to look at how many impressions you've made and some of those kind of things, but you're right in the throes of that, so kind of give me maybe a primer, if you can, of exactly what you're going through right now.
Well, Terry, that's absolutely right. A lot of the young guys coming up don't understand how to market themselves, and I was the same way. I was always about the fishing part of it, and as I got with Bass Cat, and Rick Pierce has really kind of guided me in the right way, and that's the neat thing about Bass Cat and the Pierce family. They're willing to help you market yourself and show you the monetary value that you're worth, and they're all the time poking you with a stick, trying to guide you in the right direction. And now, and I've been doing it for 9 years, I'm starting to understand where they're coming from and where they're trying to go. Everything has a reason. And when you're on stage and just standing next to your boat for a couple hours a day, signing autographs, all those impressions that photographers take of you, everything has to be perfect to get your monetary value up there, and that's how you're going to make a living in this sport.
Well, you came from the school of hard knocks, no question about it. You know, you're a concrete finisher and worked in concrete for a lot of years before you became a full-time pro, but you've made that dedicated effort, and now you're out there trying to make a living at this. Is it an easy thing to do, or is it one of those things that you think maybe, you know, it's a lot of work, it's a lot more work than maybe it's worth?
You really have to want to do this for a living, and it's something that really drives you. You know, we all love to fish, but also it's a business aspect, and doing it so long, I've let a lot of money go under the bridge that, you know, now looking back on it, you could have did a lot better, a lot of different things to make yourself better. I think if a guy is interested in becoming a professional fisherman, he really needs to pay attention and really observe, particularly on bass fan, just to watch on bass fan, you know, how the guys get their impressions on there, and stay in touch with the local newspaper and TV. You know, a guy really has to think way ahead of the game to get on top of this sport.
Well, as you look at, you know, the people like Kevin Van Dam, of course, performance is very critical for him, but he's also doing a good job with the marketing aspects. You know, a lot of people maybe don't recognize you guys are traveling all this time to go fish tournaments, but in between times, your sponsors, you know, they have obligations for you. I know about a week or so ago, you went to Walls Outdoors. They had a festival for their employees, and you had to be there with your boat and truck.
Exactly, and that's just something given back to the sport. You know, I drove all the way up there. I went and picked my boat up at Bass Cat and then drove all the way to Chicago. And, you know, it was a lot of driving and a lot of time on the road. But when I got there and to see all those young kids wanting to get in that boat and play in it, and that's what makes you feel good, and that's another reason that you're in this sport.
Well, our sport is one that, you know, the anglers are very approachable. You know, you look at pro football, they've got security guards around them, baseball the same way. But fishing's not that way. A professional angler is pretty approachable. And you guys, as you mentioned earlier, you're signing autographs, you're doing those kind of things. But that's really kind of the uniqueness of our sport. And I look back at, you know, at the time, Mark, you and I have known each other for a lot of years, you know, fished against each other and stuff. I think that's the coolest part about our sport is the angler is so approachable.
Exactly. And I think that's why it's so family, wholesome, oriented sport, and that's why you have so many people who follow the sport, because it is approachable to bring your kids up and introduce them to the anglers, and that's what makes you feel good about what you're doing. I mean, the money, it's not really there, so, you know, you have to find other avenues to keep you very involved in it.
Well, as you progress now this year, Mark, of course, you know, you'll keep Bass Cat and Mercury and work on those other sponsors. I know you're a great jig fisherman. I wouldn't be surprised to see some company decide, hey, I need Mark Tucker. This guy knows a jig better than anybody I know, and he'd be a guy that would work well with my organization because of your ability to get out there and work hard.
Well, I appreciate that, Terry, and I try to do that in everyday life. I'm getting ready to go to the gym right now and work out. I work out almost every day, and I eat probably 7 to 8 meals a day and eat right, and it all contributes to on the water and being able to be marketable. And that's another thing, you know, that you have to stay in shape, you have to look good, you have to feel good, and I think when all that comes together and you have faith, that things work out for a good reason.
Well, I know right after that you're probably going to go out to the sushi bar again. I know you've done that lots of times, and I tell you what, folks, when you see this guy eat, you wouldn't think he could look like he does. He's like a, you know, a weightlifter, and he looks really good, you know, and doesn't have any fat on his body. But you eat a lot of stuff.
I do. I love to eat. And you know, rooming with Peter T. and Kenyon, you know, that kind of goes hand in hand. But, yeah, you know, but I watch what I eat and eat smaller meals throughout the day. And I do take quite a few supplements, protein powders, and a lot of amino acids and stuff. But I'm 46 years old, and sometimes I got to tell myself that, hey, you're 46 years old, you know, you might need to slow down a little bit. Yesterday, I was doing leg presses with about 1,300 pounds and doing deadlifts with about 300. So, and I'm thinking, man, you know, one of these days, this is going to jump up and grab me, but till then, I'm going to keep going full bore.
Well, Mark, thanks for being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
You bet, Terry. I appreciate being on.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.